Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Monday, the 28th of August. It is a bank holiday Monday, but that doesn't mean a lot in the world of footy and in the world of Red Men, because we're here, we're working, and we are, of course, reacting to what was an exciting and exhilarating and enthralling game of football when the Reds came from behind to beat Newcastle against the odds, down to 10 men. And Darwin Núñez was, of course, the saviour. Came from the bench to rescue Liverpool late on with two brilliantly taken goals, actually. We don't often talk about the actual footy and the action on these bite-sized shows. It's more about news and stuff like that. But I can't kick off the show without mentioning it. Darwin Núñez was absolutely exceptional when he came on. He was lethal. He was everything we wanted from him when we signed him. We haven't seen enough of it, of course. And I just hope he can be a real line in the sand for him. He can kick on, because we have seen glimpses of ability and sort of little flashes of what he can offer. And that was absolutely him in a nutshell. And it was brilliant to watch the scenes, the celebrations afterwards. I'm sure you've seen loads of it. If you haven't, make sure you check out our YouTube and, of course, Red Men Plus for those who are subscribed. Or if you want to subscribe and get involved, please do, because there's some amazing content there. Chloe's match day vlog is brilliant. Chloe's scenes from after the final whistle have gone from St. James's Park were amazing. All our reactions to it. It was a day that went from being really, really grim, because Liverpool weren't at it, I think it's fair to say, certainly first half. Obviously, we lost Van Dijk as well. Whatever you think about that red card, so be it. Welcome to your opinion on that. But we obviously, down to 10 men, didn't really, like, we had a way of getting back into the game. And then out of nowhere, we produced a last 15-minute miracle. Very Liverpool style, very Jurgen Klopp. And yeah, a good day was had by all. But now, of course, like I say, it is Bank Holiday Monday. There's only a few days left in the transfer window, and there's still stories knocking around, of course. Liverpool remain active, I think it's fair to say. I think all the journalists reporting saying Liverpool still looking to do stuff. We had Neil Jones saying the same thing to us last week. So I think there's a few irons and a few different fires, and one of them remains Ryan Gravenberch, of course. He's a name that hasn't gone away. I've said that numerous times all summer long, and it continues to be the case. He spoke after he actually made his first appearance at Bayern Munich over the weekend. They were winning 3-0, and he came on for the last 10 minutes against Augsburg. They actually only ended up winning 3-1. I'm not saying he was culpable for the goal that they conceded, but I did see that he was booked after like a minute of being on the pitch, maybe a little bit of frustration coming out early there in Ryan Gravenberch's display. But like I say, that was, and they remain, his only minutes so far this season for the Bundesliga side. There's been loads of reports linking him with a move away. Liverpool interested, Manchester United are also interested. Obviously, there's a Erik ten Hag link there. And after the game, reporters unsurprisingly made a beeline for Ryan Gravenberch and asked him what was going on with his future. And his response was relatively blunt, relatively quick. He just said, "I don't know what will happen in the next days." And that is obviously not loads to that. He hasn't come out and said, "Oh, I want to move. I want to join Liverpool. I want to join United." He hasn't said any of those things, but he could have also quite easily said, "Oh no, I'm happy, you know, I'll still be a Bayern Munich player come this time next week." But he wasn't prepared to say so, which leaves the door very much ajar to something being a possibility, and I think everyone kind of knows that is still the case. So watch this space on Ryan Gravenberch. Next, I want to talk about another name that's been doing the rounds in Liverpool circles in recent weeks. A newer one to the list of targets is Cech Doucouré, Crystal Palace midfielder, of course. And this time it comes from RMC Sport in France. And they've kind of doubled down on Liverpool's interest. So Liverpool have shown an interest in signing the defensive midfielder, 23-year-old Mali international. Now, it goes on to say that there's been no concrete offer as of yet from Liverpool, which kind of leaves the move at a bit of a standstill. That's the word that they've used, which is fair enough. I think Liverpool are still assessing their options. They've got to assess them pretty quick because, as I mentioned earlier on, we're only a few days away now from that deadline, Friday, 11 o'clock, of course, that is. And just to say, we will have you covered from every angle all week on Redmen. We are working the late shift on Friday from start to finish, first thing in the morning to last thing at night. Myself and Chris will be here covering everything, and hopefully Liverpool can get some business done. But RMC Sport, back to this news report now, says that Liverpool are looking to bring in a fourth midfield arrival, and Crystal Palace has slapped a price tag on Doucouré that is above the €60 million mark. Yeah, it's been reported here a few times that they're looking for £70 million to £80 million even. So I think they're trying to deter Liverpool's interest in the final days of the window, because of course if we were to sign Doucouré, I do think if Liverpool put a £70 million bid on the table, Palace would find it very, very difficult to ignore. But obviously they'd also have to consider themselves, and they'd have to try and find a replacement in a very short space of time. So maybe if they're aware of interest now, which I imagine they definitely are, they could always be getting some sort of things lined up, some possibilities, maybe having some conversations of their own, just in case they do lose Doucouré late in the window. Now, the next story I want to touch on is, of course, defensive midfielder related once again. And it's about Douglas Luiz this time. This is a name that's emerged much more recently, actually. I think it was originally in a report from The Athletic a couple of weeks ago from James Pearce. And Ben Jacobs has told Give Me Sport that Douglas Luiz is a name that has been discussed internally by Liverpool, although he is not aware of any movement at this point. He also goes on to say it is crystal clear Liverpool want to add between now and the end of the window. He mentions Ryan Gravenberch is a long-standing target, and also mentions the fact that Bayern at the moment aren't open to that possible sale, but that could quite easily change. So a few names there kind of just not going away and kind of sticking around even this late in the window. I mean, Luiz feels like a really difficult one to sort of achieve. I'm not sure we'll be able to sort of prize him away from Aston Villa at this stage. They're a club very much on an upward trajectory. They are looking to keep hold of their assets, even strengthen themselves quite possibly. That feels like a difficult deal to get over the line in such a short space of time. Cech Doucouré, similar, but I feel as though if you were to sort of, for instance, if you put $50-60 million down for Douglas Luiz, I wouldn't be overly surprised if Aston Villa did reject that so late in the window. I think they're in a position whereby they could do that. They're in a real position of strength. Whereas Crystal Palace, if you start talking those kind of numbers for Doucouré, I'm not sure they'll be able to turn that down. I'm not certain on that, but I think they'd be very hard placed to turn around and say no, to turn the nose up at that sort of money. But we'll see what happens. The final story I want to touch upon before I leave you for today is a possible exit from Liverpool, and it's Luke Chambers, a young left back and also play left centre half. Kind of exactly the player that we need, isn't it, in many ways? But yeah, young lads, not likely to play a leading role, I don't think, for Liverpool this season in terms of the first team. Anyway, we've seen Javel Quanta make his senior bow over the weekend. I think he's ahead of Chambers in that particular pecking order. But a story from Football Insider, and I've also seen the brilliant friend of the show, David Lynch, sort of reiterating this story as well. And it says that Liverpool are given the green light for Chambers to move to Swansea in a loan move. And Bayer Leverkusen were linked with Luke Chambers as well earlier on in the window. So does feel as though he will find himself out on loan before the deadline passes. And that's good news, I think. I think players like him, in a way, players like Joel Quanta as well, they are very talented, and you do want to go and see them play in first team football regularly, perhaps in the Champions, like this would be for Swansea, or of course in the Bundesliga. Either one of them would be a brilliant move for him, and it would allow him to continue his development. I think youth football is great into a point, but for some lads it gets to a stage whereby you need to be playing at a senior level. Now Chambers had a good spell at Kilmarnock last year, and he probably wanted to kick on from there, and I'm not sure under 21's footy is the best place for him to do so. So I think a loan move away would be a really positive step for him. And with Javel Quanta, as I mentioned, I actually think it would be the same same for him. That might depend on whether Liverpool can get a defender in through the door before the deadline passes, because otherwise I think Kwanzaa might find himself sticking around and being a part of Jurgen Klopp's plans. But yeah, let's see what happens. I am braced for a particularly busy few days. I hope Liverpool don't disappoint me, because in my opinion, we need to do some business. The win against Newcastle's boss, we've actually made a decent start to the season. However, Virgil van Dijk's now suspended. McAllister was very nearly suspended. Thiago's already been out injured. Curtis Jones has been out injured, etc., etc. We need to double down and to make our squad a little bit more future-proof, because it's all well and good having names, but the minute you start to lose a couple of them, we suddenly look very thin. And I think we're just improving our odds dramatically of a successful season if we can get one or two more faces through the door before it's too late. Yeah, so let's hope so. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. As I mentioned earlier, if you want to check out all our content this week, beyond, and previous stuff as well, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a legend or a captain, and I will see you there. Take it easy. Until next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.